Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're making our way through this pilgrimage, you could say, through this season of Lent, a penitential season at the body of Christ, hopefully all over the world, that every Christian, I pray that every Christian could be responding to this grace for themselves, in obedience to the Lord, for the church, for families, and for the world. The more we can be conformed to Jesus, and we can't be conformed with Jesus if we're not dealing with the sin problem in our lives. And God's mercy, His abundant mercy, His superabundant mercy is here to help us. And He is dead serious about overcoming the work of sin in our lives. One of the great challenges is we need to lift ourselves to the Lord's expectation, to the Lord's determination. We need to take it in us. We can, because guess what? He dwells in us. The Holy Spirit is in us. We're temples of the living God. So the grace is there to unite with Jesus' purpose for us in His desire to bring healing medicine to each and every one of us, to overcome the habit patterns of sin that plague our lives, to bring us into greater freedom of the sons and daughters of God. I've been talking about this in different ways all week long, so if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can go to Ave Maria Radio and go on the app, and you can listen to the programs at any time at your convenience. I want to just touch on how we ended it. Yesterday, I began to talk about, yesterday I focused on basically three things. The seriousness of sin. That's why this is such a big time of the year for us. As the people of God, getting serious about sin is a big deal. Because that's where the battle is. On the level of the world, the flesh, and the devil, over the devil wielding temptation to lead us into sin. If this is the only thing that can separate us from God, this is the biggest battle that we all face on the planet. Number two, the magnitude of God's mercy. God's mercy is so much greater, so much more powerful than the working of sin in us. And then finally, receiving and living in forgiveness. That is, rejecting accusation, self-condemnation, and the scrupulosity that can really dominate a lot of our minds and our feelings and our thoughts. And it's a demonic strategy, that scrupulosity, because I'm going to look at it, take one more dive into it here on the last day of the week, because I think it's a big part of the battle that can surface here in the season of Lent, because we're starting to get serious about sin. And then that's where the devil, if he's got a little bit of a, he sees a wound in us or he sees an access point. Remember that Ignatian, the 14 rules of discernment of spirits. One of the things the devil does is if our being, who we are is like a fortress, he circles around that fortress and looks, where's the place of vulnerability? Where can I go? How can I break down? How can I penetrate the walls that are there? And this is one area that people can be vulnerable. And so it's really worth talking about and to be able to just shore up the fortress in the truth that God gives us. And it's all God's grace that allows us to do it. But we have to pay attention to it, receive it, and activate it in our lives. I ended yesterday with just a summary of some biblical logic. You might say the simple truths around sin, around God's mercy, and our battle with scrupulosity and things before we enter into the conversation more today. Number one, sin is deadly serious. That's why Jesus Christ died on a cross. Could there ever be anything more serious than the cross of Jesus Christ? The passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, God's mercy is greater than sin. That's something that we all need help with. Let's ask for the grace of the Holy Spirit to take us deeper into that truth so we live it. It's just a part of us. It's the way we think, dream, reflect. It's how we walk. It's our posture in grace that we have, understanding the mercy that's been poured out on us. Number three, Christ has paid the price. He's dealt with that sin problem. Number four, forgiveness must be received. Number five, the enemy accuses. He's the accuser of the brethren, Jesus said. He is a liar, Jesus said, from the beginning. That's who he is. That's his nature. Don't listen to liars. And he's the liar of all liars. And he's a murderer. And what he wants to do is lie and deceive to lead us into slavery, because he wants to kill us spiritually and enslave us forever. That's his goal. And Jesus is here to free us from all of that. If we're under accusation, condemnation, scrupulosity, it weakens us. It weakens our fortitude, our strength, our zeal, our confidence in God, and our confidence to stand before the devil and tell him to go back to hell where he belongs. Number six, faith means trusting in the verdict of the cross. When we ruminate over forgiven sins, you know, we subtly deny the sufficiency of the cross of Jesus. We allow the accuser to reopen a door that's been closed. I said yesterday, one of the passages in the Old Testament, where sins have been thrown into the sea, to the ocean, and a big sign is on the shore that says no fishing. The scrupulosity can be like we're at a certain point, it can get to the point we're actually wading into the water, searching for our sin to bring it back out, the forgiven sin. We refuse the freedom purchased for us because we say in some way we're outside that power, that grace, or what we've done has taken us too far out, too far over the line, and it doesn't apply to our lives. There's a lot of different ways scrupulosity can get at us. True humility is what Jesus calls us to, friends. And that's it on the cross. Jesus said to us, I'm meek and I'm humble of heart. So when you think about Jesus, that's who he said he is. And what does he mean? Meekness, tenderness, kindness, mercy. That's his nature. That's how he approaches you. It's important to see Jesus in that way rather than that he's somehow disappointed. He holds a grudge or whatever. Those are all lies. Throw them out. So we want to be like him. Meekness and humility. Meek and humble of heart. And the devil doesn't want us to get there, right? So true humility says, yes, I did it. I don't hide my sin. True faith says, Christ has taken it away. He took it to himself. He became a sacrifice for my sin. True freedom says, it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. Again, what is scrupulosity? What does it look like when we're wrestling with it? It's not primarily a moral problem. It's a distorted relationship with God's mercy. It's not seeing God for who he is, that God is love, that God is mercy, and that his disposition for you day and night is love and mercy, love expressed in mercy. Scrupulosity can typically show itself in repeated doubt about forgiven sins, obsessive self-examination, fear that somehow confession didn't count. I felt that, for example, at different times. Like, get there, and I think I've got a full confession as far as I can, and then worked on it and everything, and then I come out, and then all of a sudden I remember this small thing, or I probably should have said this a little bit differently, or whatever. Not intended it, not playing games or anything like that. And then, oh, I guess it didn't count, which is a total lie. That's why the way the priests end it, the way they absolve us, we're meant to leave with freedom, the freedom of the children of God. Again, another thing, a way of doing it, is inability to rest in the absolution, to draw grace and gratitude and freedom and feeling like the weight is lifted. And then the interior rehearsal of past sins. I've battled with it. I did one years ago, and then it didn't happen for a long time. And then it kind of came back to me in my older age a little bit. Like, I was feeling on one hand sadness for my early life, the sins of my early life. And that can be a good thing, just going deeper and realizing it. When sadness with the Lord and say, Lord, I'm so sad. Things began the way they did. Just want you to know that. And I love you. And I thank you for how you saved me from it. That's okay. Something like that. But to stay there, which sometimes I did, and I would get discouraged about it, and I just needed to be freed, and thanks be to God for his mercy and the help of God from sort of good spiritual directors, good solid priests can help us with this. At its core, scrupulosity struggles to trust that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Can I trust God? And there might be wounds in our lives, friends, where we, what we experienced in life, things that happened to us, maybe the way we were raised, we got this tape in here. Can I trust anybody? Because of betrayals that have happened in my life. And the combination of that plus my own weaknesses can lead to scrupulosity. And the Lord wants us to know that He's with us, that He makes all things new, and that means you. Again, the spiritual dynamic behind the whole thing, Revelation 12:10, Satan, the accuser of the brethren, he's up day and night accusing people. It says right here, it's in the Bible. He accuses them day and night, constant repetition. That's what scrupulosity can be like. Get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom and bam, there it goes, starts again. It can mirror a kind of pattern, if you think about it. It's confessed, absolution is given, peace comes briefly, then accusation returns. Just don't let that last one happen. We got to fight against that. Be alert. The person feels humble, but in reality, they're listening to a voice other than Christ. Not necessarily saying, I want to listen to that voice, but in our weakness and our pain and in the context of the wounds we have, whatever, we're giving into it. This is truth, and I want to talk about it because this is real for a lot of people. And again, I've known it in my own life in different ways. And by God's grace and believing these truths, it's so powerful. And repeating these truths to oneself is critically important. The difference between the Holy Spirit and the accuser. Think about that for a minute. The fathers and the spiritual masters make this distinction. And the fathers of church can be really helpful on this stuff. The Holy Spirit convicts specifically, leads to repentance, brings clarity, gives peace after confession, and points us to Christ. If that's happening, you know that's the Holy Spirit, and you're responding and receiving the grace of the Holy Spirit. The accuser is vague and repetitive, produces anxiety, rehearses the past, questions forgiveness, and turns attention inward endlessly instead of outward freedom toward my neighbor, toward God. 2 Corinthians 7:10, godly grief produces repentance that leads to salvation and brings no regret. No regret means no obsessive self-torment. We have to battle for that. There's a subtle pride that's hidden in scrupulosity, at least in my case, and I know it. I'm talking about it because of just having read again the spiritual masters talking about it. It's a delicate reality, but it's true. Scrupulosity often contains an unconscious belief. My sin is bigger than God's mercy. The truth is, where sin increased, grace abounds all the more. You're not the exception. To refuse peace after absolution can become a form of spiritual self-reliance, as though our emotional certainty is required for forgiveness to be valid. But forgiveness rests on Christ's blood, the authority of the church, and the promises of God, not on how you feel or how I feel. There's so much grace the church wants to bring to us. Listen carefully. When you confess your sin, Jesus did not hesitate. He did not sigh. He did not keep a copy. He nailed it to the cross, and the devil rehearses what God has already erased. Let's come into agreement with God. Let's receive the gift, the beautiful gift, the amazing gift that the Lord has given to us. Have a wonderful weekend, friends. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.